Carter Jr.
This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Former U.S. President Donald Trump will accept a third straight Republican presidential nomination with an address in the city of Milwaukee, Wisconsin, AP correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
It will be Trump's first speech since surviving last weekend's assassination attempt, a moment of survival that shaped the Republican convention's first 3 days.
You will never be able to convince me that that last second turn of a head was anything other than a miracle.
Running mate J.D. Vance this morning. Trump has appeared at the convention with a white bandage covering an ear wound. He said the shooting led him to change tonight's speech from what was to be a humdinger attacking President Biden to one focused on unity. Sagar Magani, Washington.
U.S. Democratic Party members at the highest levels on Thursday are making a critical push for President Joe Biden to reconsider his election bid. Former President Barack Obama has privately expressed concerns to Democrats about Biden's 2024 candidacy. Former House Speaker Nancy Pelosi privately warned Biden Democrats could lose the ability to seize control of the House if he doesn't step away, and argued polls show he likely can't defeat Republican Donald Trump. That's according to several people who insisted on anonymity to discuss these sensitive conversations. Biden insists he's not dropping out. Thousands of students armed with sticks and rocks clashed with armed police in Dhaka on Thursday as Bangladesh authorities cut some mobile internet services to quell anti-quota protests that have killed at least 19 people this week. Eyewitness video showed fire breaking out amidst protest and thick smoke rising near an overpass bridge.